Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. 16 Wisconsin stores are listed among 105 being closed by Ashwaubenon-based Shopko. The retailer says it's restructuring its business due to excessive debt and ongoing competitive pressures. It has secured $480 million in debtor-in-possession financing from Wells Fargo. That money will be used to fund the operations during bankruptcy. Among the stores being closed is Shopko's first location, which opened in Green Bay 57 years ago. Nearly 50 people turned out Monday to hear Wisconsin United to Amend spokesperson George Penn lay out the case for a 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would bar corporations and lobbying groups from unrestricted spending on political campaigns.
I'm up here because I'm asking you to make an investment in our democracy.
Wisconsin United to Amend is part of the nationwide network of groups that want to overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United versus Federal Elections Commission decision that held corporations could not be barred from making so-called independent expenditures. But Penn says the ruling opened the floodgates of big money to unduly influence politicians.
How can politicians represent you when they're given millions in their campaign to represent someone else? They can, they don't, and they won't. This is what we have. We have purchase of our politicians. A lot of people say, we got a bad government, we got a broke government. I say, no, we don't have a bad government, we have a broke government. We have a government that is a tool of the politicians. There's nothing wrong with our government except that the politicians make it bad.
Penn said the proposed constitutional amendment would declare money isn't speech and that only people are entitled to constitutional rights and not artificial entities such as corporations, unions, and super PACs. If you want more information on their campaign, the website is wiuta.org. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has told members of the Wisconsin Technology Council Board he favors legalizing medical marijuana, but he says he won't rush it. Evers says he will likely include what he calls a first step toward legalization in a state budget proposal. It's possible he might call for a statewide referendum. Evers' comments were reported by WisconsinPolitics.com. And Wisconsin is ranked right at the bottom, 50th among the states, when it comes to racial integration and equal rights. The study by the website Wallet Hub was released less than a week before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The state has one of the highest income gaps between races to go with one of the five worst unemployment rate gaps. Wisconsin ranked last or next to last in nearly every category in the study, finishing ahead of only the District of Columbia. The Cross Country Cruisers Snowmobile Club will soon mark Lake Minocqua with orange barrels and stakes for snowmobile travel, according to club official Jim Hartwig. It's welcome news for thousands of snowmobilers expected to be in the area this weekend for the Snowmobile Derby in Eagle River. Communities such as Minocqua and Rhinelander benefit from the influx of snowmobilers who fill motel rooms across the landscape. Snowmobilers should note that the thin ice on the south side of the U.S. Highway 51 bridge will require them to travel on the far north side as they pass underneath. Single-digit temperatures in the forecast for this weekend could help remedy the less-than-ideal ice conditions. And students in the Hayward School District were joined by police officers Wednesday after guns were taken from a nearby hardware store. Thieves got away with several weapons when they broke into the Hayward Ace Hardware at about 4 a.m. School district officials say there was never a threat to the school and the increased police presence was precautionary. And the weather forecast for this afternoon has a 40% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 22. Tonight, flurries, then cloudy, low around 2 above. Friday, partly sunny, high near 12. Friday night, cloudy, low 5 below. Saturday, sunny with a high near 11 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.